Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Here for this 26th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Shabbat Shemini, Sabbath, the eighth. Send that Shemitin Yawim Ken on the eighth day. Right here. Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday, beginning of the Shabbat time. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
First words from Liturgy of His Majesty said here, Friday Eve.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Womenfes Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besenbed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin, Bekoakibit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye. Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit Shellem. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, v'natan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Bless is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with His commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Set the flame. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom.
the ketch and bump the conga drum. Ringing out the cockles of the people, come. Come the pan in your celebration. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
Lighting the light. Yes, I light up, light up, light up.
Push up, push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch. When we done burn them, motherfucker.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, before thee as incense.
Why, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
So here, at the beginning of starting initiating the Shabbat, something that we know as the Y Kulu. And it's based on the second chapter of Genesis concerning the Shabbat time. Going to ride up with this audible right here, and also the Benjamite, Rico, and Dubwise. But first, it's
Vayekulu. 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 From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Melakito Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had
made. Vayishavota bayom hashavi mikola melakato asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashavi vayakadesh oto ki vova shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim laisot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath, that is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ireishan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikulu, the Vayikulu, Vayikulu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikulu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the Hey, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Hey Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayikulu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. The sixth day the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et yom hashvi'i vayakadesh oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashvi'i, and sanctified it. Vayakadesh oto, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot 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 isot.
And Ja Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Rastafari. Here we have Benjamite in the Sabbath day, Rico Dubois. Yes, sir.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat day, Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
Shalom, send that salam. And now I'm going to ride up to the sixth psalm, Psalm 95 to 99, and get an overview right here for the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is the eve of the Shabbat day.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Welcoming Jah Shabbat here for the TJIF overview to the six psalms that initiate starting out on the eve here, Friday evening, the Shabbat eve. Right here.
Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat. The Friday evening prayer service. Here, even on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabua of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed, during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Yisrael, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into, but all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His Divine Majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish, Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where HaTorah, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the IRIT for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here, the idiom, the Hebraic idiom, Kabbalat Shabbat, has two distinct connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalah, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the hour was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of HaShabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its Kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by Kabbalat Shabbat when they use these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless y'all, Barku, Borku, at the start of the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Me'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92. A song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song. A psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights, it is customary that act marks the acceptance of Ha Shabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consist of songs and hymns welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. It is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. Three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms. Six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send
it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. So here, usually the Habarim, the brothers rise up to chant. But here, just a little remix right here. The six psalms, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, the six psalms that initiate, that start out the Shabbat time. Here, Shabbat shalom, sendet salam. Eitz Chaim, your life rhythm. Isaac, chant psalm and praise. Here.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. To whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. serve graven images that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Psalms right there, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm
29, the voice of Jehovah. Now, it's good to hear the Psalms, and it's good to also read through the Psalms, chant, to write up the Psalms. And as we study the Psalms, just to share this with the Chavarim, some of the brothers and sisters have been experiencing this as well. There are patterns. You know, we might be familiar with certain Psalms, and they've heard it sung and heard it chanted and heard it read before. But actually, through the studies, you get to see that there are underlying Hebrew, Hebraic patterns. And it's interesting to see the full picture. But here, to seven voices, going to ride up with brothers, the Chavarim also rising up these chants right here, in their own word, sound, and power. But first, the voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Shabbat is the command. Yes, sir.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on hand.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam. Tena yestalim.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Up with the word sound of the fellow co-laborers, the Chavarim, right here, the Psalms.
Besma'ab, Weweld, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, arets. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kabod, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Baruch Hu reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Baruch Hu, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoice because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Baruch Hu, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Baruch Hu, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat. Welcoming HaShabbat. Welcoming the Sabbath. The six psalms. The six psalms. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Avodah, it consists of three distinct components, a series of six psalms, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem, the Anah B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lekha Dodi, come my friend, Lekha Trod Dodi, trod my beloved, trod my friend, come my friend. And thirdly, Psalm 92, superscribed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a shir, a song for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So what are the six psalms? Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 for what is known and called the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. The custom of reciting, of chanting six psalms before the hymn of Lekha Dodi, come, try, Lekha Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my beloved. That is the heart of this avoda, this service. This is ascribed to Rebbe Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. Although there is some dispute, some say it was much older, from the time of the Yehudi, the black Jews, the black and the brown Jews of Europa, of Europe, prior to 1492. But this Kabbalat Shabbat hymn, Lekha Dodi, is ascribed to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. The first of these psalms begin with the words, Leku ne ranena la donai, Leku, Leku ne ranena la donai, le ranena la Yahuwah. Come, let us make I and I sing before Jehovah. The six psalms, they all express the theme of HaElohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and symbolize the six working days of the week, the six working days of the Shabuah, of the seven, of the strong. For each day we say a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation that acknowledges HaEl as Melech, as king, as Negus, even as Negus and Neges, and ruler of the universe, ruler of the universe, universal ruler. A psalm, a mizmor, for the seventh day is said right after the Lekha Dodi, after the come, my friend, come, my beloved, my lover. There is a view that the recitation of six psalms before the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, can be traced back to the 9th century CE, the 9th century of what they call the Christian era, the AD time, Anno Domini. According to this view, the recitation of six psalms, not necessarily the same ones that I say today, this was instituted in Babylonia, in Babylon, with the black Jews of the Babylonian during this time to commemorate the long and discontinued practice of blowing six shofar, rams, horn, blasts to signal the approaching Shabbat, the Senvet Ken, the Sabbath day. This would be done at regular interviews every Friday afternoon during the days of HaHekal, during the days of the temple, according to Shabbat 35b. The last of the six psalms, Psalm 29, which is superscribed Mizmor Le-Dawi, Mizmor Le-David, Psalm of David, has special symbolic significance. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, suggests a connection between this mizmor, this psalm, and the Amida, the standing prayer, the Amida. The reason that the weekday Amida was first organized around 18 berkot, blessing, barakas, and the Shabbat Amida around 7 barakot, or barakas, blessing, was to relate it to the psalm, to the mizmor, where HaElohim's name, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, where Elohim's name is mentioned, where the Hashem is mentioned, the name is mentioned 18 times, while the phrase Kol Adonai, Kol Yahuwah, voice of Adonai, is used 7 times, according to Barakot 28b, 29a. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, also suggests that this mizmor, this psalm, contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three Barakot, blessings, first three barakas in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17b. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation's symbolic association with the weekday, the Shavuah, the strong, and the Shabbat Amidah, the Sabbath Amidah, standing prayer, may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekday, from the Shabbat to the Sabbath, and why it became customary to stand or rise to stand while saying it. A short prayer of the mystics, the Ana Bekoach, was appended to Psalm 29 by the Kabbalist. The prayer is ascribed to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions seven designations for the names, the Shemot of Elohim, the names of the true good, the names of the true God. Nora, awesome one. Nora, terrible one. Nora, dreadful one. Nora, Gibor, mighty one. Gibor. Hasin, almighty. Hasin. Kadosh, Isla one. Kadosh, holy one. Kadosh, set apart one. Kadosh. Yahid, one and only. Yahid. Gaeh, exalted one. Gaeh. Yodea ta'alumot. Knower of inmost thoughts. Yodea ta'alumot. Knower of the innermost, of the innocent, the thoughts within. Yodea ta'alumot. These designations are said to correspond to the seven voices. The seven voices of Elohim, the true good, the true God, mentioned in Psalm 29. Furthermore, this prayer contains 42 words. This prayer contains 42 words, 42 devarim, words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, a phrase consisting of 42 letters that was once used as a substitute for the tetragrammaton, for the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, according to Kedushin 71a. That name and its meaning, some say, are unknown to us, or many of us, today. The six psalms for the Kabbalat Shabbat.
Yes. The six psalms, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29 and Psalm 29. We have the seven voices right there. And here, for the Ana Bekoa, also a very interesting Kabbalistic poem right here, bringing out the attributes of Yahweh, Weheh, of he who be, who he be. Here, the Ana Bekoah.
Ana Bekoah, we beg thee, I. Ana Bekoah. Gedulata Yamin Katir Sarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Ka. Tatir is Arura, untangle our knotted fate. Aver Arina ta Amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver Arina ta Amika. Zangaved, Tahreinu, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaved, Tahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na-Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na-Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubbat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta Tamida Tamle. Bless them. Purify them. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma'a. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaviat ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that His kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Here the Lekha Dodi Yesai Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Lekha Dodi, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come,
Oh friend, the Sabbath greets. Likadoti, likaratakala, bene shabbat and kabbalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likarati atala bnei shabbati nikabalah. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa he we be Jehovah. Yeah, Chaja Echad Ushmo Echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad Ushmo Echad. L'chem u'ulati areta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. L'kadodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabbati n'kabala. Oh, come. Let us, Snake Eye and I, meet the Queen of Days, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath, HaShabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine, blessings divine. Leka Dodi, Likrati, Akala, B'nei Shabbati, Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
Send me Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home. Send me Shabbat Shalom. and your home.
Bless be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shabbat shalom, sendet salam, T-J-I-F, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So we've gone through the Lekha Dodi, the preliminary service, welcoming, initiating, starting out the Shabbat times, the psalms and the praises. Going to write up the Amidah, but a word here from one of I and I elder brothers, and of course, I and I namesake, I and I sponsor. Yes, I hear.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Amen, amen. And even here, 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 I, the children of the greater David, the greatest son, in the 21st century, I, Dawid, Rastafari, will beat Babylon, Goliath. So we're going to write up the standing prayer right here. You hear that was the preliminary, right? Preliminary, the Psalms, the welcoming of the Shabbat. And here, the Amidah, we have a brief Amidah, the core of the Amidah, the standing prayer. But for those listening to the live stream, right, the Blog Talk live stream, it's a reminder to call in. Yes, I, Rastafari. Look, a reminder right here, here, here. Hey, the board is a little bit slow right here. I don't know what's going to happen with this when we move from this. Okay, so the call-in number, we have the 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Now, T-Mobile and Metro PCS, so they see the services that we use and others use, they charge a penny a minute, and that goes to the phone companies and their subsidiary companies in their growth by acquisition instead of their growth by investment, a whole other area of the nine areas of people activity. You know, the dubious things they do in business. So if you're calling in on one of those services and get a message of 1 cent per minute, well, that is strictly T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or other such phone companies. We're going to write up today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 49 right here, 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 Psalm 49. But first, this right here.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
And also, FYI, we're also, test streaming, working on some of the kinks and the technology on Rastafari Groundation as well as Rastafari Student as well. So we're testing the ground, the streaming on the Groundation, Rastafari Groundation on the YouTubes and Rastafari Student, and hopefully going into the third Iowa for those who have that difficulty there with T-Mobile, Metro PCS, charging a penny per minute. But here, the Amida. Standing prayer. Let's stand in the judgment. Yes, I, before the King upon the throne. I read to Kali. Yes, I. That's all right. God, yes, I read. Amen. Amen. All right.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, pour out light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen. And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
So here, 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 we fill up the sabbatical. We say Isaiah is here with Psalm 92, the Sabbath day, the standing psalm for the Sabbath day, the evening psalm, Psalm 92, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. And then we're going to ride up the Royal Amharic and get into some of the Hebrew study of today's daily psalm, Psalm 49. But here, 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 Psalm 92 and Psalm 93. So we have Psalm 95 to 99 plus 29, six psalms of the Sabbath day. Then we seal it. We seal it up. We seal it up with Psalm 92, Sabbath day psalm, and Psalm 93, Friday evening psalm. Yes, I. Here we go.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Make I and I give thanks and pray,
pray, pray, pray, pray, pray,
pray. Hey, hey. Salam, 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 Subhanana Salam.
Burhan inna salam. Burhan, light inna and salam, light and peace. Yes, I. So here we have Psalm. We have Psalm 49. Today's daily Psalm. We have Psalm 49 right here. Let's ride up right here for first here. Psalm 49. And is a theme, the theme of the Psalm, and one of the references is death, the leveler. It's a psalm against a down presser, a down presser mind or down presser woman. Here, Peter Tosh on the dub, oppressor man, down presser man. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, according to the royal order.
Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious and ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their saying. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his father. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor understand it not.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
We have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 49.
מזמור ממתת למנצח לבני קורח מזמור לבני קורח לבני קורח לבני קורח לבני קורח
Hear this all ye people ye people ye people ye people
שמעו זאת כל העמים כל העמים כל העמים כל העמים
Give ear all ye inhabitants of the world of the world of the world of the world of the world
האזינו כל יושבי חלד וחלד וחלד
Both low and high high
גם בני אדם גם בני איש בני איש בני איש בני איש בני איש
rich and poor together together
יחד עשיר ואביון 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 ואביון
my mouth shall speak of wisdom and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding I will incline mine ear to a parable I will open my dark saying upon the harp wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not, is like the beast, 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 is like the beast,
yes, 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 today is the Pick up. Yes, yes, yes. The theme here, we're going to write with the Royal Amharic right here. The theme here, Yahat Kentunet, Yahat. It's interesting, Hapt is to say like riches is Hapt in the Royal Amharic. And in another form, it's like kind of the Hotep, Hapt, looking at the etymology, but riches, right? Yahat, riches or wealth, Hapt. Kentunet, kentu, like vein, coming from the Hebraic idea of like a puff of a vapor of air, like it's fleeting, you know, just like a fleeting breath of air, like it has no sustainability, right? So the wealth, right, wealth, the vanity of riches, bringing out the sense of the vanity of riches or death, the leveler, we call this psalm against the downpresser man. So here, St. Peter, St. Petro. Peter Tosh right here.
Mercy on the judgment throne.
them can't hide and their wealth won't save them. But here, about to ride up. Got 15 minutes, y'all. 15 minutes. Like to grind and this today's daily song. We have a little short audio. I'm going to share it right here. Maybe we'll go into this a little more in detail. It's an interesting psalm, Psalm 49.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here I'm Orinya Amharic, King of Kings Bible.
መዝሙር 48 በቅንፍ 49 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር። አህዛብ ሁላችሁ ይህን ስሙ፣ በዓለም የምትኖሩም ሁላችሁ አድምጡ። ዝቅተኞችና ከፍተኞች፣ ባለጠጎችና ድሆች ባንድነት። አፌ ጥበብን ይናገራል፣ የልቤም ሐሳብ ማስተዋል። ጆሮዬን ወደ ምሳሌ ያዘነብላል፣ በበገናም ምስጢሬን ይገልጣል። ኃጢአት ተረከዜም በከበበኝ ጊዜ በክፉ ቀን ለምን እፈራለሁ? በኃይላቸው የሚታመኑ በባለጠግነታቸውም ብዛት የሚመኩ፣ ወንድም ወንድሙን አያድንም፣ ሰውም አያድንም። ቤዛውን ለእግዚአብሔር አይሰጥም፣ ለዘላለም እንዲኖር ጥፋትንም እንዳያይ። የነፍሳቸው ለውጥ ከብሯልና ለዘላለምም ቀርቷልና። ብልሃተኞች እንዲሞቱ፣ ሰነፎችና ደንቆሮች ባንድነት እንዲጠፉ፣ ገንዘባቸውንም ለሌሎች እንዲተዉ አይቷል። በልባቸውም ቤታቸው ለዘላለም የሚኖር ማደሪያቸውም ለልጅ ልጅ የሚሆን ይመስላቸዋል። በየአገራቸውም ስማቸው ይጠራል። ሰው ግን ክቡር ሆኖ ሳለ ያውቅ እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰል። ይህቺ መንገዳቸው መሰናከላቸው ናት፣ ከነርሱም በኋላ የሚመጡ ባፋቸው እሺ ይላሉ። እንደ በጎች ወደ ሲኦል የሚሄዱ ናቸው፣ እረኛቸውም ሞት ነው። ቅኖችም በማለዳ ይገዟቸዋል፣ ውበታቸውም ከመኖሪያቸው ተለይታ በሲኦል ታረጃለች። ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ይቀበለኛልና ነፍሴን ከሲኦል እጅ ይቤዣታል። የሰው ባለጠግነት የቤቱም ክብር በበዛ ጊዜ አትፍራ፣ በሞተ ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ምንም አይወስድምና ክብሩም ከርሱ በኋላ አይወርድምና። በሕይወቱ ሳለ ነፍሱን ባርኳልና ለሰውነቱ መልካም ብታደርግለት ያመሰግንሃል። ሆኖም ወደ አባቶቹ ትውልድ ይወርዳል፣ ለዘላለም ብርሃንን አያይም። አእምሮ የሌለው ክቡር ሰው እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰለ።
Yes, Down Presser Man, Psalm 49, also theme Death, the Leveler Psalm. So here, we're going to go through, you know, rather how many verses we got here. We got 20 verses, today's daily psalm. We have another version of us going through it. It's a couple of years ago. It's like kind of a freestyle chant, but we don't really bring out some of the areas that hopefully we can bring out right here. We got like 11 minutes before we go into the third hour, the grace period of the podcast. So just remind ones and ones, 515-602-9761. If they are, especially if they're listening via the blog talk live stream, it goes out after the first like 2 hours or so. We have this last hour usually, hopefully, you know, prayerfully this time here. We got a little more on the Hebrew, going to the Hebrew foundation. But here, Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book Kedus, holy, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah. The line of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed. root of David, Ketamali Halasalasi Bible. So here we have Mezmor. Here we also have the Parallel Bible here that we published a few years ago with the Psalms of David, Mezmor Dawit, on one side, like column and column, one column, Parallel Bible, verse by verse. Went into a couple of footnote areas, but hopefully we'll seek to do a fuller full, as well as share some of the translations, you know, to help and assist the brothers and sisters. But here, Psalm 49, KJV, HSC, Haile Selassie version right here, Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, Arba Sinint, Bekinfwist, Arba Zeteng. So Arba 40, Sinint, and 8, Bekinfwist, in parentheses, Arba Zeteng. So the ancient numbering of today's psalm was Psalm 48, and we have the correspondence with the modern numbering, Arba Zeteng. So here we have Le Mezemran Aleka Yekore Lejoch. That's the superscription that in better Bibles would read to the chief musician. Le Mezemran Aleka, Mezemran. Zemre in Amharic, corresponding to the Hebrew Zamar, means to chant. So we say chant, like Isis. The Psalms of David are the original Isis. Le Mezemran, the chanters, Aleka, the chief of the chanters. Le Mezemran, Aleka, Yekore Lejoch, Yekore of Korah, Korach, in the Hebrew Korach. Here we have it, Kore, yeah, of Kore Lejoch, children of Korah, sons of Korah, the implication. Mezmor, chant, Isis. So here, along with the theme here of today's daily psalm, Yehapt, Hapt, wealth, riches. There's an ancient connection even with the Hapt, Hotep, you know, Hatepe, Habete, with the sense of, you know, riches and wealth was things that, you know, people needed, like food and clothing and those things, the Hapt. But here it says, Yehapt Kentunet, the vanity of Hapt, the vanity of wealth, riches. Kuteran, verse 1. Azab hulachu yehin simu le alem yemitnorutim hulachu adimtu. Hear this, all ye, all your people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Ahizab, Ahizab, from the Hizb is people. Ahizab is peoples, corresponding to the sense of peoples or Gentiles, people groups. Ahizab hulachu, hulu is all, hulachu, hulachu, all of y'all, hulachu, azav hulachu, all you people, yihin simu, yihin this, simu, 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 corresponding with the shema'u, we say shema, shema'a, to hear, in Amharic sema, sema, here we have the command to all of you to hear, simu, yihin this, simu, this, hear y'all, the alem in the world, Yemitanorutim, those who, y'all who dwell, who be in it, who be in the world, hulachu, all of y'all, adimtu, adimtu. Adimtu, here corresponding to the give ear, has a sense of to hear, you know, attentively. Not just to hear in the general sense of hear, but to hear attentively. Kutaran, azav hulachu, yehin simu, alem yemitanorutim. Kulachu adimtu kuter kulet, verse 2. Zikatenyo china kastenyo chvaletego china dehoch beandinet. Both low and high, rich and poor together. Just to put a little footnote right here, we did a video about the two Adams, going through the two Adams, Adam of Genesis chapter 1, Adam of Genesis chapter 2, and hopefully this will be brought forward when we go to the Hebrew here. Here we have zikatenyo Zik tenyo, zik, zik, like lower, lower, zik, zik, right? To say lower, like the low ones, the low ones, zik tenyoch, ina and kef tenyoch, the high ones. In the Hebrew, it says, b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, the children of Adam, for the low ones, and b'nei ish. Ish in the Hebrew is man, but it's a higher form of man, and Adam is taken in the collective, the general sense, the general sense. Sons of men, all the other nations, and the sons of the Ish, the higher man, the context like with the children of Israel. But here, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, brings out the meaning of the sons of Adam, Zikatenyo Chinna, the low ones, and Keftenyot, the sons, the children of Ish, the higher man. Bala Tegochina, Bala Tegoch, Bala, one who has Tegoch, one who has like riches. Inna and Dehoch, Dehoch, the poor. Beandinet, Beandinet. And is one, Andinet, oneness, Beandinet, in oneness or the sense here together, in oneness, in unity. Ziktenyochina, Keftenyoch, Bala Tegochina, Dehoch, Beandinet, together. As one in unity, unity. Kuter source, verse 3. Afe tebebin yinagara, yelebeim asava mastawalin. Verse 3, KJV reads, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation, the agitation of my heart shall be of understanding, understanding, overstanding. Afe, afe, af is mouth in the in the Amharic, and afe, my mouth, afe, in the Hebrew is like fe or pe, pe, fe, pi, fi, mouth. Here we have afe, afe, my mouth, tibebin, tibeb, tibeb corresponds with the Amharic for wisma, wisdom. You say the Hebrew sophia, wisdom, wisma. As Yeshua HaMashiach says that tibeb, wisdom, is justified by all of her children. So, our father, so our mother, Afe Tebebin Yinagaral, 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 he or it will speak. Afe Tebebin Yinagaral, my mouth will speak of wisdom, of Tibet, Tibet, Yelibaim, Libe, my heart, Ye of Yelibaim, and my heart, and of my heart, Yelibaim Asav. And the thought, the thinking of my heart, master walin shall be like of comprehension, to say comprehension, the sense of understanding, the discernment. Afet beben yinagral, yelibem asab master walin. Kutar arat, verse 4. Joroye wode mesale azineblalo, bebegenama nisaterena geltalo. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying up on upon the harp. Joroyin, joro, joro ear, joroyin, my ear, joroyin. Emphasis on my ear. Wada misale, wada towards. Misale, misale is a parable. Misale is a proverb. Misale is an allegory. Misale is a simile. Generally, right? So, misale, same word for parable and proverb. Joroye, my ear, wada toward misale, toward a parable, a proverb. Azeneblalo, azeneblalo. I will incline, inclination, zimbale, inclination. I'll be inclined, my ear will be inclined to a parable. Here we have a footer in our parallel Bible right here. This is the 46th note right here. And it says, that means according to the gnosis, the word for to know, knowledge, gnosis, ilket, right, in Amharic, da'at in the Hebrew, scientia, science in the Latin. Here, according to the knowledge, right, I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark. 90 seconds, y'all, to call in, call in, call in. Yes, I just got the 90-second mark. Just to remind ones and ones in the listening, call in, call in, call in, right here, 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 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. All ones and ones can go forward from the live stream to Rastafari Student on the YouTube or Rastafari Groundation to hopefully hear the full of full. So right here, 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 60-second mark, here the gnosis, according to the knowledge. I will incline mine ear to a parable, a proverb, like the book of Proverbs is the book of parables or allegories, right? I will open my dark saying up on upon the harp. So here, 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 be begena, on the begena, on the Begena, the Ethiopian harp of David, Begena, upon the harp, upon the Begena, and upon the Begena, Mistere, Misterein. We have Misterein Egeltalo, Misterein. Now, some would say that Mister here in the world of harp, some would say, woo, 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 woo. Oh, that comes from Greek. Well, obviously, they don't know. Obviously, they don't know where Greek comes from. But the word mystere, the word mystere, like mystery, actually comes from the Hebrew word satar. Satar means to hide. Misatatir. Misatatir means that something that is hidden. Misatatir, when you put the word through the binyanim, the different constructs, the root, satar, he hid. Misatatir. Misatatir, that which is hidden. So here, even in the Amharic, this is more from the Hebrew, right, overstanding Hebrew, Bebegenam, upon the heart, Misa Terrain, my dark saying, translator says, or my hidden, that which is hidden. In fact, there's a verse in superscription where it says that Dawid, Mistatir Imanu, is not David a mystery or hiding amongst us? What Doeg says when he snitched out on David. It's actually there in the Hebrew, Misatatir, and we share that's really originally from, the Afro-Semitic. Ge'ez is more at the root than any Canaanitish. Got that from the Ge'ez, big brother, pass on to little brother. So anyway, Bebegenam, right, Bebegenam, and upon the Begena, Misterein, Egeltalo, Egelete means to, like, to reveal in the sense of like be bare, almost like be naked, reveal. And that has that idea of revelation. I will reveal my mystery, my secret, that which is hidden concerning I, Bebegena. Kutararata joroye wode mesale azenablalo. Bebegena ma misterein negeltalo. Kutar amis. That was verse 4. Arat here. Kutar verse amis, verse 5. Chatiat te rekezein be kababain gize. The kufu ken lemine faralo. Why should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? Chatiat. Word for sin or missing the mark, bringing out the sense of iniquity, missing the mark. Terekezin, my heel, Bekababengize, when it goes around, in other words, my sin going around my heels, stopping my progress and my steps, Bekufu, evil, Bekufu, in the evil day, Lemon, why? Le for min, for what? Like we say lama. In the Hebrew here we have lemon. Why? Well, for what? Iferalo? Why will I, Iferalo? Why am I fearing or why will I fear? Chatiata tekarazena bekababengize. Le kufu ken? Lemon Iferalo. Kuta this, verse 6. Be hailacho. Yemitamenu, be baletegen tachowima bizata yemimeku. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Be hailacho. Something sound familiar there? Hail. We say hail in modern Amharic, more ancient Amharic is hail. Be hailacho. Behailacho, in their power. Now, here's what's very interesting here when we start to compare, the Afro-Semitic, the languages, the Hebrew Afro-Semitic language, Royal Amharic Afro-Semitically. Here we have Hayel. Hayel in the Hebrew also means might and power, and in its archaic form, it's at the root of the operative word for God or power, El. Ha'el, also Elohim, right? But the interesting thing in the Hebrew, also this word Ha'el can refer to army, like army is might, power. Ha'el also can refer to wealth, being might and power. And then we might have someone who might be very violent. They might be called chilenia, right, or overpowering. They are overpowering. So this word for power, chayil, has three distinct senses in Afro-Semitic, namely for wealth. It can be for army. The army is called the chayil, right? The chayil is the power, is the army. And then also for power in the fire cycle and metaphysically. But here it says, bechaylacho, in their chayil, in their power, yemitamenu. But it's brought out in the Hebraic sense of they that trust in their wealth. Bechaylacho, tamenu. Those who are tamen, they say ras tamen, from amene, to admit as true, to have faith in a simpler English translation, to believe or have faith. But here we have yemi tamen, those who have trust. So the word for faith also transitions from its root into the sense of trust. Here we have yemi tamen, trusted. Rastaman, those trusts, Kenamali Hadassalasi. They're Hailacho, but these other ones, they're Hailacho in their power is their wealth. Yemitamenu, those who trust in their wealth, be balateganetachawim. Balateganet, bale, one who has. Tega is wealth. It could also imply security, but in this sense right here, this is their riches, those who are the owners of riches, right? The multitude of their riches, and in the riches, their riches, bizat, the enoughness, the multitude, bizat, yemi meku, they boast. Kuta Sebat, verse 7. Wendemun ayadinim. Sowim ayadinim. Bezawin le'egziyavi her aysetim. The verse, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God to egziyavi her to sustain a Yahweh, to Jehovah, a ransom for him. Wendem, brother. Wendemun, his brother. Wendemun, his brother. Ayadinim. Will not yadin. He cannot yadin him. Ayadinim. He will not save him. So here it's saying that a brother cannot save his brother. Wendemun, ayadinim. So whim and man, it's interesting right here, and man, ayadinim, or in the general sense of like none can redeem. So the KJV brings out redeem, but in Amharic it has the negative of save yadin, and then ayadinim. He did not save. Wendemun ayadinim. So whim ayadinim. None of them. Man cannot save man. You cannot save man. Brother cannot save his brother. Bezawin. The ransom, right? Or really, Beza. Like redemption. Bezawin, right? Redemption. Bezawin le exiavihir to exiavihir to sustain of the good, the generous, father. Le exiavi her, and to exiavi her, I set him, and cannot give to exiavi her, beza, can I give a ransom, or can I give redemption? Kutarocha cement iska zetain. So here we have two verses as one verse, verse 8 to 9. Lezelalem indinora, tefatinemaindayai. Ye nefachoa lewita kubro alina, lezalalemima karto alina. So these two verses, 8 and 9, as one verse. for the redemption, and here it's put as a parenthetical. They put parenthesis. I don't know why they do that. I'm not really clear on that, because in all the old manuscripts, that which is in parentheses, usually, unless italicized, are found in the text. But here, verse 8, they put in the parenthetical. It says, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. Lezelalem, forever, lezelalem, or to the alem, lezelalem, like the spinning, you know how the heavens turn, to the turning of the heavens as it goes on, as the heavens turn around the earthly plane. That's the sense of forever in the Hebrew sense, the furthest indefinite time, right? Lezelalem, forever in dinor, to dwell, to be, tefatinim, and corruption or destruction, corruption, tefatinim, being lost, tefatinim, in dayai, that he would not, ai, to see, in dayai. Ye nefsacho, of their soul, of their collective soul, of their nefs. Ye nefsacho, lot, it means a turn, a change, lot, a change of their soul, kabro alina, for it is precious, for it is of high value, it's honorable, kabro alina, lezelalemim, and forever, karto alina, it remains forever, it remains till the eternal spin of the olam, the heavens, lezelalem. For he seeth, he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Now, there's a footnote here. I think I touched on it from the previous, the parenthetical verse. Just notice this right here. Verse 8, right, in the KJV, right, copyist, 1611 edition, is artificial. The parenthetical is artificial, and therefore it's not found in other reliable ancient versions, and in particular is not in the MS, the manuscript of the Emperor Negus, the Amharic Revised Amharic Bible. So just to point that out there, the footnote. But here, verse 10, for he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Bilhatenyoch. This is brought out as wise, but Bilhatenyoch, you know, it says about calling wisdom and her sister understanding, right? Wisdom, Chokmah, and Bina. This is the word like for more like understanding or like kind of craftiness, but it's a type of wisdom. Bilhatenyoch, the wise ones or the crafty, clever ones, so to speak, indi motu, as they die. Senef means fool, but it's fool in the sense of one who is not just like intellectually foolish, but it is more speaking of foolish in the level of, like they said, the fool says in his heart there is no God. So that person not foolish in the sense they have no intellectual, it's like moral, right, depravity, moral foolishness. Denkoroch. Denkoroch is an interesting word because denkoroch is like almost like blockhead, the blockhead. Denkoroch, like it's tough getting through their skull. Senefochina denkoroch ba'andnet. That word andnet, unity, ba'andnet in unity, right, to say together, indeed tefu, as they are destroyed or they perish or they get lost together. The andnet indeed tefu. Genzebachuanim. Genzeb. Genzeb is one of the words in Amharic for money. Bur is the currency, silver, right? Referring to the silver, like the shekel in the Hebrew, the bur in the Ethiopian currency. But Genzeb is money too. Genzeb is more like not so much liquid cash, but it's another sense of wealth, genza, but sometimes it can refer to money. Genza bachu and them, and their genza, their wealth, right? Leloch to others, leloch for others, and be told so that they leave their wealth for others, right? I toa. He sees that even they leave their wealth goes into somebody else's hands, whether intended or unintentionally. Kutarasaraan, verse 11. Bet the bacho wima betacho les lalem in dinor, maderiacho wima le lijocha licha emihon ymesla chua. Beyagaracho wima semacho yiteral. Verse 11, their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call lands after their own names. Belabachowim. In them hark is heart, like the lev, the lab, the lev, right? Lib is heart, libacho, their heart, ben libacho women, in their heart, to say in their mind, the inner thought, betacho, bait is house, betacho, their house. So their thought in their heart, in their mind, the inner thought, their house, lezelalem, forever, to an indefinite period of time, yeminor, where it will be. It will dwell, it will exist for an indefinite period of time. They think that their houses, you know, will exist forever. Maderia chowim, maderia. In my father's house, there are many maderia woch. There's many dwelling places, maderia chowim. And their dwelling, to say their dwelling place, le lijoch, for children's lij, child. For their grandchildren, say their grandchildren, Yemihon would be Yemeslachual. They think, but in them heart, the sense of Yemeslachual, like if somebody said, what do you think? You think that's going to happen? And say, Yemeslenya. It seems, the sense of it is it seems to them that their dwelling places will be passed on, you know, to their children's children. Beye agaracho wim. Beye in each agar country, agaracho, their country, beye agaracho wim. And in their countries, semacho, sim is name, semacho, their name, yitarav. And in their countries, the Amharic sense here is like, and in their various countries, that their names will be called. Their names will be named, yitarav. Kutar Asara Hulet, verse 12. Sogin kubur hono sale ayaukim. Indemia kafu and sisoch mesale. Nevertheless, man, being, in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. Sogin. So, the word for man in Amharic, in the generic sense, specific and generic sense, that means so can mean them and so can mean he. So where it says, nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. So again, kubur hono sale ayaukim. Here it's saying so, man, specifically and generally, again, however, man, kubur. Kubur means like an honorable, like kuburan. You know, I say like gentlemen, honorable men, kuburan, men of kubur, right? Kubur hono. Even if this man is an honorable man, sale, kubur hono, sale, while being a honorable man, kubur hono, sale, ayaukim. Ayaukim means that he's ignorant. He doesn't know this, that even if a man is in honor, especially among these and those that trust in their wealth and their riches, Sogin kubur hono sale ayaukim. He's still ayaukim. He's ignorant. He's ignorant. He has no gnosis, no da'at, no knowledge. In the mia tefu, and like they that perish, in sisoch, The Amharic word for animals or the living creatures is insisoch, insisoch. Insisa, animal in a singular sense. Insisoch, insisoch, mesele. Indemia tefu, insisoch, and like the animals or the beasts that perish, mesele, mesele. He resembles the beasts that perish. Kutel asara. Asara Sos, verse 13. Yehich mengedacho mesenaklacho nat kana rusuma bechwala yemiya metu ba'afacho ishi yilalo. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah, dia psalma. Now, we don't have the Dia Psalmas here in the Royal Amharic, part of the reason, the Selahs, because as we mentioned, that the Psalms, the Isis, was the Psalms of David. It was later on used in the temple worship, and even in the New Covenant sense, we find the Psalms are a special point of reference. We have Yeshua, Jesus, in Nazareth, Jesus, and the disciples chanting Psalms. The word for disciple is Deka Mezamorit in Amharic, like a child of the Psalms. So, I point that out because the Selah places that in the Hebrew liturgy would be the kind of pause, you know, like the pause points, like the meditation, the musical interlude, so to speak, in temple worship. But here, the 13th verse, this their way is their folly. Yehich, yehich. Yehich means this, but this is in the she sense. Yeh, yeh means this, he. Yehich, this, she. Mengedacho, their way, their menged, menged acho, menged acho. Yehich this, menged acho, this their way, mesenakalacho, mesenakalacho. Senekale, senakale, it means like to stumble. They're stumbling, they're scandal. The word scandal actually means like a stumbling block, like a stumbling stone, a scandal. Literally, the word scandal is a foot trap. So the word scandal is the word for offense in the Greek. Literally, it links with this idea here of mesenakel, like a trap for the foot. So as you're trotting, it's almost like what it says in Genesis, it says that the man-child or the son of the woman will bruise his head, and the seed of the serpent would bruise his heel. That sense of tripping up one's try. Yehich, this mengedacho, mesenakalacho, not. This, their way, is their stumbling. She is their stumbling. This, their way, she is their stumbling. Ka-ner-sum, and from they themselves, ka, from enersu, enersu, the pronoun for they. Ka-ner-sum, and from they themselves, bechwala, after them. After them, Yemi Metu, those who come after them, Be'afacho, in their mouth. They all have one mouth, one af. Be'afacho, Ishi Yelalu, Ishi, 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 not to be confused with the Hebrew, Ishi. You have Ishi in the Hebrew, which means man, and Isha, woman or wife. But here in the Amharic, we have Ishi, Ishi. Ishi basically is to say like Khan. We say Khan, it's like a affirmation, it's affirmative, it's like say affirmative, approval. So Ishi, when we say Ishi, 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 you hear that a lot amongst the Ethiopians and others, you know, in sampling them hard, Ishi. Well, Ishi means approval. So what it's saying right here is like this, their way is their stumbling. And their posterity or those who come after them approve of their saying or in their mouth, they ishi, ishi yalalu. They say ishi to what their foolish ancestors said. Ihich men gedacho mesenakalacho not. Kanarusum bechala yamimetu bafacho ishi yalalu. Kutar asararat, verse 14. In the begocha, what is siola yamihedu nacho? Erenyachuim motno. Kenochnima be malada ye gezuachua. Ubetachuema ka menoriacho telei besiol tarejalech. Like sheep, they are laid in graves. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. So here, verse 14, Inda. Inda in Amharic means like as Inda. Inda, right? Like as, interesting, in the old archaic Amharic, Inda was Hinda, Hinda, Hinda. Reminds me of Hindus Kush, Hindus, Indus, Inda, like Kush, like Ethiopia, Hindus Kush. But here we have Inda, like Inda Begoch, Inda Begoch. Begoch is like sheep. Beg is a sheep, and Begoch is like sheep, right? Inda Begoch, like sheep, water toward Seol. Seol. Here we have Seol. In the Hebrew, we have Sheol. Sheol. Briefly, Sheol was the underworld. The Egyptians called their version of Sheol the Duat, or the Duat, right? The Duat, right? The Greeks called their version of the underworld like Hades, right? So here we have the Hebraic idea of the underworld. Rabbeinu Yeshua spoke about it also in the parable of the of Lazarus and the rich man. Remember Lazarus, El Osar. He was outside the gates of the rich man who wore purple, like the IS, like the IUIC. They like purple a lot. So there was this rich man who wore purple all the time, and there was a poor man who was outside his gates, and the rich man gave the poor man nothing. Right. Then in one night, both of them died. One went to the bosom of Abraham in the afterlife, and the other one, right, went to a very dry and hot and barren place. And between the two, there was a gulf. There was a big chasm. You probably know the parable there. Well, what Yeshua was describing right there, right, is one of the imageries of the paradise for the righteous and the desert, you know, so to speak, right, for the wicked. So the good neighborhoods for the righteous and the bad neighborhood for the wicked. But there's a lot to this Duat idea and the Sheol idea, but it's interesting here in Amharic, it says Seol, right, which corresponds to Sheol. But in the KJV, it says, like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Now, there's a different word for grave, right, the kibar, right, is a different word for the grave where the body of dead people and animals and, you know, are put in the grave. This is not that idea. So what we're saying here is that KJV takes great liberty in saying, like sheep, they are laid in the grave. But here it says in the begoch, and like sheep, or like sheepo, right, water Sheol to the underworld, right, Yemihedu, they who go nacho. They are they who go to the underworld, Sheol. Erenya in the Amharic is shepherd. Erenya, roe in the Hebrew, roe. We have erenya. Here it says erenyacho. Erenyacho is to say their shepherd. Erenyachowim, with a m at the end, and their shepherd, motno. The shepherd Mot is Mot. Mot. Mot is interesting because Mot was a Canaanitish god. They worship the god that basically in our language basically means death. Mot or Mut or Muta, right? Mot, Mut, right? Met, right? But here it says that Erenyachowim Motno. The KJV says death shall feed on them. But here, corresponding even to Hebrew, it says Erenyachowim, and their shepherd Motno, and their shepherd, those who trust in riches, Hapt Kentunet, right? It says that death Mot is their shepherd. And we find it interesting that Mot was one of the Canaanitish gods, like when they say Baal. Oh, they worship Baal and Baal. Baal, in the Hebrew and Afro-Semitic tongues, it has two meanings. It means one who owns, a owner, and secondarily, it means a husband. And there's a feminine form of it too. So they just took common words, you know, for common things and exalted them. You know, it's like if one's worshiped the wife as highest deity, and then we call that God, right? We call it wifey. You know what I mean? Other people say that's so ridiculous. They just took one word and just they don't even know the name of their God. They just take this position, this title, and they make the God. So here it actually says that death is their shepherd. Erenyachuim motino. Kinochinim, right? Kinochinim, the Maladag, Kinochinim, Kinoch, Kinoch from Kinna, Kinna from Kenna, Kenna, also Kana, Kana, as we said, the Kana Bosom, like the reed, how it goes straight. Well, this right here has the meaning of upright, straightforward ones, like integrity, straightforward. Kinochinim, upright, and the Kinochinim, and the straightforward ones, the upright ones, the Malada. Malada is the morning, but Malada is like the dawning. Malada would be the hours like from maybe about 4 a.m., especially in the east, 4 a.m. to roughly right around 7, what we call 7 a.m. over here, because that'll be around the 1 o'clock, right before the light of the new day breaks. So the Malada is right at the cusp before the red turns into the bright glow as the sun sheds its light along the earthly plane. But anyway, Malada, but Malada, Yegezu Achua. So the upright in the early dawning, hours, even before the new day even breaks, even before the earliest part of the morning, the dawning, Yegezu Achua, they will have dominion, they will rule over them. Yegezu Achua. Archaic sense of it would be like they would own them. You know how people say nowadays, so-and-so owns so-and-so. So-and-so owned that person, right? That implies a sense like you bought, is bought and paid for. What's interesting about the word geza has a secondary sense to buy something. The primary sense scripturally is to rule over something or to have dominion. In fact, the word geza is in the primordial name Ethiopic for Egezia Beher and Egezio, right? That sense of Lord or sovereign. So what's the saying right here is that the upright would basically own them in the dawning. Wubetachowim, Wubetacho, Wubet means beauty. Wubet, Wubetachowim and their beauty, Kalenoriacho, from their dwelling, Teleta, she would be separated. And their beauty from their dwelling, Teleta, she will be separated, Be'Sheol, and in Sheol, Tarejalech, it's an archaic sense here, no doubt, Tarejalech, like to get old, but to get old and worn out. The sense is like getting old and worn out, that beauty, right, being separated, right, in Sheol, and Sheol will get worn out. Kutel Asara Amis, verse 15. Negergin, but, however, Negergin, Egeziadiher, Yekabalenyalina, Nesena Kasio, Ij, Yebejatal. But Egeziadiher, the sustainer, Yahweh, will redeem my soul, my psyche, will redeem her from the power, here KJV says, of the grave, it should be of Sheol, for he shall receive me, Selah. Negar again, negar thing, matter again, however, on the other hand, negar again, Egeziadiher, the sustainer, Yekabalenyalina. Exiavi the sustainer Yahweh hey will Kabbalah I Yikabalenyalina Kabele Yikabalenyalina will Kabbalah Nya will Kabbalah I Nefsin my soul corresponding to Nafshi in the Hebrew my psyche always feminine in its energetic level, the soul in male and female is feminine according to the Hebrew science. Nefsein, my soul, kaseol, from Sheol, from the underworld, Ij, from the hand of the underworld. here's what's very interesting in the archaic Hebrew and also the Royal Amharic, like where it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. In the Hebrew and in His Majesty, the Bible of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the King of Kings Bible, it has the word idge. Idge, right? Idge means hand. So here it says that nefsein, my soul, kasiol, idge, from the hand of Sheol, of the underworld, yibezhatav, he will save atav, he will save ha, yibezhatav, he will save my psyche, my soul, from the hand or from the power, the hand of Sheol, the hand of Duat, the hand of the underworld. Kutelasara sadist. Verse 16 right here. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Yes, so of man, of a human being, yes, so balateginet, possessing riches. The riches of a man, yeah, Beitum, and of Beitu, of his house, yeah, Beitum, and of his house, kubur, the glory, the honor of his house, bezagizeh, when it increases, in the time that it increases, atifra, don't be afraid. Don't be reverent. Fear not. Atifra, your soul, balateganeta, your betuma, kavur, bebezagize, atifra, kutera, asara, sabat. Verse 17. Bemotegize, karsugara, minim, aya, westimina, kubrum, karsu, bechwala, aya, wardimina. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing. He shall carry nothing, no thing, no thing away. His glory shall not descend after him. He died, and when he died, in the time that he mote, ka'ar sugar with him, minim, nothing. I wasdimna. He will not take. He cannot take. Minimai wasdimna. Kabrum. His glory, his honor. Kabrum and his glory and his honor. Ka'arsu from him. Bechwala after him. Ka'arsu bechwala after him. I wasdimna. Will not descend, for his glory will not descend, will not follow him, will not descend after him. Kutar asara cement, verse 18. But he were to sal nefsuna barko alena, leso netu melkama bita dergeleta yamesegin hav. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul. And men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. That he went to. He went his life. He went to his life. That he went to in his life. Saleh. While he's in his life. That he went to Saleh. While he lives. While he's in his life. That he went to Saleh. Nefsun. His soul. His psyche. Nefsun. Barko alina. For he having blessed his soul, he blesses her, he blesses his psyche, he blesses his feelings, his thoughts, you know, the seed of his feelings, his thoughts. Behiwatu sale nefsun barko alina. Let sonetu. Sonet. Remember the word so? The word so, sawu. The word so in Amharic corresponds generically to man, the human being. It can be used in a singular, sense of a particular man or of man, say, human beings in general. Here we have sowinet, net, the net being added to sow, sowinet. For example, we say Ethiopiawinet to say Ethiopian-ness, ness, people say Ethiopian-ism, but more correctly is Ethiopian-ness. So Ethiopiawinet, net. We have to be fast, fit in, fast, fit in net, swiftness, cher, generosity, generous, chernet, goodness, generosity-ness, so to speak. So here we have sownet, humanity-ness, humanness, his humanness, his personality, speaking of the humanity side, yet sownet, for his personality, his humanness, let's sownet too. Melkam means good in them heart. Melkam, beautifully good, Melkam. Bita dargalet, if you do for yourself, your sownet, if you do for your own humanness, you know, that Yameseginahal. People, like, you'll be praised. They'll praise you because you do good for yourself. It's kind of interesting here because we have this thing about bigging up ourselves, right? We need to reexamine that right there. But here, this one bigged up his soul. He bigged up his own feelings and his own emotions. You know, trusting in wealth can make people do that. Right? Wrong. Right? But here, verse 19, Kutarasara Zeteng, Honom, Wada Abatochu, Tulid Yiwarda, Lizalalem, Verhanin, Ayayim. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, his patriarch. They shall never see light. They shall never see illumination. Honom. The word hono, it being, having been, it be, honom is like, well, it's like saying, well, while that being the case, based on the verse before, the while he live, he bless himself, and people will like praise you, like you be praised if you do well for your own selfness, your own like selfishness, your own selfness, so and that too, right? Honom, that being the case, you know, even though that's the case, honom, what have I told you? Water toward Abatochu. Abatoch, fathers, right? Abot, you say in the Hebrew, but here we have Abatoch, Abatochu, right? And towards his fathers, his patriarchs, Tulid. To his patriarch, his father's Tulid generation. Yiwarda. He will descend to his father's generation, his patriarch's generation. Lezelalem. And forever to an indefinable period of time, Lezalalem, Burhanin, Burhan, light, Burhanin, light, Ayayim. He will not see light. Burhanin, Ayayim. He will not, he will not see light. Kutar Haya. Here, verse 20. Man. That is an honor and understandeth not, is like the beasts that perish. Aimro Yelelo Kubura so and Demiatafa and Sisoch Mesale. So here in the 20th verse, it points to a familiar refrain, so we can make out a possible chorus line, of today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, because here, this 20th verse of today's daily psalm, it links with 12. Remember verse 12 that said, nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not, he is like the beast that perish. So again, kubur hono saleh ayaukim. In the Miyatafu and Sisoch Mesale. Now here, in verse 12, what's different in the translation in KJV, the Amharic says, but man, even while he being like an honorable man, a man that has honor or glory, you know, in his society or in his worldview or whatever, Ayao Kim, he doesn't know. He doesn't have no gnosis. He has no gnosis, no epinosis, no knowledge, no scientia, no divine science, no da'at. Ayao Kim. And now here in the 20th verse, it says A'imro. Now, A'imro is a gu'ez word. There's a lot of gu'ez, archaic gu'ez expressions, because those are the best expressions to bring out, you know, the true Hebrew, Hebraic context. Here, A'imro refers to the mind. A'imro refers to, like, overstanding. We had a publication that we published years ago. The first series was called A'imro. The second series was called A'imero. A'imro and A'imero is both from the same g'iz, a'amere, which means to know. So here, this is the word, the root word for the mind. This word properly in the New Testament of His Majesty's Bible, where it says about like the mind of Christ, right? And let this mind, you know, be in you. When it speaks on the mind, in many of the places, it points to this word, a'imro. And then His Imperial Majesty, Karamawi Haile Selassie, Karamawi Negusa Neges, he had published a publication, right, when he brought the printing presses in order to fulfill Revelation 5:5, right, into Ethiopia. He published a publication called A'imro. So A'imro here is really the word for mind. A'imro Yelelo. Yelelo. Yelelo is without. A'imro, mine, Yelelo. So it brings up the sense in the translation of understandeth not. But now note this here, that in verse 12, in the Amharic, it says, so gin kabur hono saleh ayaukin. The English says, nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. Bamarinya, it says, ayaukin, that man, even though he has honor or glory, ayaukin, he's as ignorant as a beast. When I say as a beast, the animals haven't been given the Trinity mind. They have a reptilian brain. Some of them have a mammalian brain, but they don't have the higher brain. So to whom more is given, more is required. But for man, when man falls short of that, he is likened to the beast. Thus, a very important example here, as we're in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, is overstanding the pattern of the animal types. It's overstanding the pattern of the animal types. Why must a ruler, a man who is in kubur, right, one of the kuburan, called kuburan andu, one who is amongst the honorable men of the community, right, a big man, a gibor in the community, why must he give a bull when he ucks up? But a poor man, he could give turtle dove or, you know, a pigeon, or even in some cases, he might be able to give grain, right? So it's important to understand the animal types as the Book of Enoch in its original type, Ethiopic Book of Enoch. But here, the 20th verse, right, brings home the similarity of these two verses and how some things get lost, right? Some things get lost in translation. But here it says, A'imro Yelelo. So without overstanding, lacking A'imro. A'imro Yelelo. Lacking overstanding, without overstanding, overstanding not, without mind, mindless, right? Kubur so, even though he is honorable, he is glorified, he is celebrated, but he has no understanding. He has no divine intelligence. I am ro yalelo kubur so, in the mia tefa, speaker, this will be tefu, in the mia tefu, right? Hold on for a moment right here. We almost went through the full hour here. Sometimes when we're using some of the software, we always like to get the hard copy, and brothers and sisters who've been waiting for the hard copy of Majesty's Bible, we're going to renew our efforts in this new year right here. Been trying over the last several years to get copies of it, and also the translations, right, of certain selected areas, get a copy of the Parallel Bible, You know, there's a basic step right there. But let's just do this right here before we ride out, just to see the sense of the translation, whether a letter, sometime a letter might, you know, copyists might make copyist errors. But here, let's look at the official copy, the official version right here, here, here. Yeah. In the near tefu. Tefu. Tefa means like he that perished. In the near tefu. Tefu, the u there, is like they that perished. In the near tefu, in sisoch mesele. He is like the beast. Notice it didn't say one beast, but he is like the beast, right? That perish, mesele, mesele. So it says here, right here, that this is what he resembles. From the divine eye, man resembles the animals, right? The beast. And just so I won't get it twisted right here, the creator, the blameless creator, Exiavia Lotu Sephat, Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he loves the animal creation. That this, the dispensation, right, of the sacrifices was to teach according to the pattern, according to the type, as we even have here in Psalm 49, where it says that man, even though he is in honor, but if he has no divine science, scientia, knowledge, da'at, gnosis, ilket, he is like the beast that perished, and thus we have the beast as a substitute according to the pattern, just according to the pattern, right? And then we also have our own animal natures or natures as well. So it's interesting when we look at ancient Egypt, you know, how they portrayed things. We look at the Afro-Semitic of the Book of Enoch, the earliest form of Enoch, didn't have the name of any of the people or whatever besides Enoch. And some of the immediate people that he was interacting with, it basically used animal types, animal totems, and animal types, right? So there's a deeper understanding, understanding, as today's Daily Psalm began off with the two verses, verse 3 and verse 4. We're going to seal up right here, brothers and sisters. Verse 3 and verse 4, which is, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, of tibet, of chokmah. And the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding, overstanding. Verse 4, I will inclining our ears, right, to the parable, to the proverbs, right? In the Old Covenant, parable of Solomon, or the parables of Yeshua, the proverbs of Yeshua in the New. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, here, just to hear the full of the psalm right here. Yes, I, native speaker, Abraham. Right, where are you, Abraham? Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, Chebude. Yes, I, Rastafari. Native speaker right here, full of full.
Mazmur Arbasamint, Bakanif Arbazate. ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አህዛብ ሁላችሁ ይህን ስሙ በዓለም የምትኖሩም ሁላችሁ አድምጡ ዝቅተኞችና ከፍተኞች ባለጠጎችና ድሆች ባንድነት አፌ ጥበብን ይናገራል የልቤም ሐሳብ ማስተዋል ጆሮዬን ወደ ምሳሌ ያዘነብላል በበገናም ምስጢሬን ይገልጣል ሀጢ አተረ ከዚያም በከበበኝ ጊዜ በክፉ ቀን ለምን ፈራለሁ በኃይላቸው የሚታመኑ በባለጠግነታቸው ብዛት የሚመኩ ወንድም ወንድሙን አያድንም ሰውም አያድንም ቤዛውን ለእግዚአብሔር አይሰጥም ለዘላለም እንዲኖር ጥፋትንም እንዳያይ የነፍሳቸው ለውጥ ከብሯልና ለዘላለምም ቀርቷልና ብልሃተኞች እንዲሞቱ ሰነፎችና ደንቆሮች ባንድነት እንዲጠፉ ገንዘባቸውንም ለሌሎች እንዲተው አይቷል በልባቸውም ቤታቸው ለዘላለም የሚኖር ማደሪያቸውም ለልጅ ልጅ የሚሆን ይመስላቸዋል በየአገራቸውም ስማቸው ይጠራል ሰው ግን ክቡር ሆኖ ሳለ አያውቅም እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰል ይቺ መንገዳቸው መሰናከላቸው ናት ከነርሱም በኋላ የሚመጡ ባፋቸው ሽላሉ እንደ በጎች ወደ ሲኦል የሚሄዱ ናቸው እረኛቸው ሞት ነው ቀኖችም በማለዳ ይገዟቸዋል ውበታቸውም ከመኖሪያቸው ተለይታ በሲኦል ታረጃለች ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ይቀበለኛልና ነፍሴን ከሲኦል እጅ ይቤዣታል የሰው ባለጠግነት የቤቱም ክብር በበዛ ጊዜ አትፍራ በሞተ ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ምንም አይወስድምና ክብሩም ከርሱ በኋላ አይወርድምና በሕይወቱ ሳለ ነፍሱን ባርኳልና ለሰውነቱ መልካም ብታደርግለት ያመሰግንሃል ሆኖም ወደ አባቶቹ ትውልድ ይወርዳል ለዘላለም ብርሃንን አያይም አእምሮ የሌለው ክቡር ሰው እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰለ
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, 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 yay,
yay. I'm here on the outro, right here. This is the kind of time that we have right here. We'd like to go to the virtuous woman, which is also red, you know, is red right here. Let's see if we can bring this up right here on the outro. Sons learn to, you know, chant and recite this for the daughters, the woman, the Eshet Chaya, the woman of strength.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the strength right there. Strength right there. Eshet Chayil. Eshet Isha Chayil of power. Strong woman, a woman of virtue, of valor. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here on the outro. Yes, I.
Now, no real man can live without no man. Night to day, says
a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, I burn out all day, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had the life career, the empress Omega. The mother Rastafari culture revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, 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 day. Shuba, shuba, day. Shuba, 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 day. Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A brother's gonna ride this woman and prove for the man that she wants, you know. There you go, she went to, you know. Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I burn out all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman to her man.
Shabbat shalom, send it salam. Yes, I, Rastafari. Join us on the Ian and the Irit for the After Shabbat podcast. Send it salam. Shabbat shalom. Chavarim, chavarim. Shalom.